nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those two. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some items in the area. Let's take a look at some local news in the area, including latest, we've talked about this a little bit, but I think it bears repeating. There's a primary ballots have been set for June 25th after the state and county conventions. The ballots are set for primary elections in San Juan County. In San Juan County, Doug Allen, Lori Mon, and Eric Grover are all set to appear on the ballot. With that, there's also for the Republican primary for San Juan County Commission District Seat 1. Two Republicans are on the ballot for county assessor, including William McFarland and Rick Meyer. Other race in San Juan County on the primary ballot is for county treasurer between Glennis Pearson and Vint DeGraw. Logan Monson and Lynn Jackson are on the ballot for the Republican nomination for the District 69 seat in the Utah House of Representatives. And also in statewide races, of course, Representative Phil Lyman is going up against incumbent Governor Spencer Cox for the governor's spot on the Republican ballot. On the attorney general spot, Frank Mylar, Rachel Terry, and Derek Brown, and Ricky Hatch and Tina Cannon seek the state auditor spot on the Republican ballot. For seats in Washington, five Republican candidates will be on the primary ballot for the Utah seats in the Senate and for the District 3 seat in the House of Representatives, which, of course, includes San Juan and Grand County. Candidates for the House of Representatives advancing to the primary ballot include Mike Kennedy, Case Lawrence, Stuart Pay, J.R. Byrd, and John Dougal. Senate candidates on the primary ballot include Trent Staggs, John Curtis, Jason Walton, Brad Wilson, and Brent Orrin-Hatch. So that's those ballots were pretty well finalized at the convention, the state GOP convention this past weekend.
Yeah, so that primary is June 25th. Ballots will be arriving in the mail here in the next, well, in about a month. But paring down those lists of candidates for the big November 5th general election.
Yep, yeah, so, yep. And once again, you state of Utah has recently changed. You can't change your party affiliation, but if you're unaffiliated or not registered to vote, you can affiliate with either political party or any political party, I should say.
Yeah, and the Republican is a closed convention, so you need to be a registered Republican to vote in that primary. Democrats is not a closed convention or closed primary. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I've got convention on my brain.
Yeah. Well, very good.
Which again, is not a good thing in some people's estimation.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Got some other news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of Montezuma County, where the Montezuma Cortez School Board hosted their latest meeting, according to a report from Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal. As part of that report, they received results from a parent survey, 2023-2024 engagement survey for Montezuma Cortez District parents. Amongst the survey respondents, Kemper Elementary, most responses reflected positively for the school, specifically in the areas of teacher and student relationships, student safety, and student learning. Other results of middle school respondents, 30% of those surveyed neither agreed nor disagreed with the school. Let me know about the right-of-way incident involving my child. 39% mark neither agree or disagree with my child's school is encouraging it. two-way communications with families, and other results of that survey as well in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Members of the Montezuma Cortez board also received a financial report. In the finance report, there's a donation of $5,000 to the Montezuma Cortez High School Agricultural Department, and the district received a request for nearly $87,000 from the Montezuma Cortez High School General Fund for Pueblo Community College. The invoice was originally $106,000, but the district was given a credit for classes that are being taught by Montezuma Cortez High School teachers at Pueblo Community College. So, anyways, very interesting. Again, Bailey Duran doing another good work at the Cortez Journal. You can read more about that in full online at the-journal.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
You shouldn't need an advanced degree to figure out how to pay for one. Your Moab Edward Jones financial advisor wants to help you understand all your options when paying for an education. Whether you're the first in your family to attend college or planning for a grandchild to build on a legacy that goes back generations, let's work together to take care of your unique financial needs. Call Shaylee Bryant at 435-259-3910 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Congratulations to the Grand County High School graduating class from the folks at Grand Tire Pros. We salute your accomplishment and encourage you to be prepared for all of life's unexpected turns. Grand Tire Pros, Moab's oldest tire store, reminds you, big or small, Grand Tire has it all. Big congratulations to the high school graduates in the Red Rock 92 listening area, and especially the Grand County Red Devils.
The high school graduating class of 2024 has made it to the finish line, but that's just the starting line for the rest of your life. All of us at Knowles Home Furnishings in Moab wish you a successful and wonderful future. And special congratulations to Ammon Jackman and London Neeson. Good luck in all you do. You have our support now and on the road of life. Congratulations, grads. The world awaits you from Knowles Home Furnishings.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, 9:16 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. How are we doing today, Bill?
Doing great. Doing good. Great. A little bit exhausted.
Yeah.
Got a new issue of the San Juan Record. It's a 20-page paper. We generally go 16, but there was so much going on, we had to go 20 this week.
Yeah.
So it's here in the office. We're getting it sent out.
Very good. Yeah. That'll wear you out.
It did, too.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's a morning show on 92.7. We've got some other news in the area. There's a Hogan groundbreaking ceremony happening this morning at the Canyonlands Youth Center in Blanding. That's 244 West Old Ruin Road. It started up at 9 a.m., again, if you're interested in that, aware of that, you can go check that out. Again, happening this morning, the Canyonlands Youth Center in Blanding. Looking at some other news and happenings in the area. What we'll go to next, it is Wednesday, as Bill mentioned. It's the latest edition of the San Juan Record, available now online, and yeah, should be available soon as well.
Again, it's a big 20-page paper today. We got a ton on there. Of course, our big story, front page photo. Phil Lyman wins the Republican Party nomination for governor. He'll advance to the primary election where he'll take on incumbent Governor Spencer Cox. But a big story about that. Bears Ears Open House last week in Blanding. A couple of hundred local residents attended that, and I've got a story about what happened there and what the next steps are. Primary election ballots are set, and you gave that story this morning already. Monticello City Council story, they addressed speeding on city streets. And a quote from the mayor, Bailey Hedgeland, saying that she doesn't mind at all if Monticello is known as a speed trap town. We got to slow down people coming through town. So
yeah, yeah. Anyway, so they're working actively on that. That's something that Mayor Hedgeland said, I think, at three of the past meetings it's come up, you know. But
yeah.
Again, they've seen some good progress there. And they made some clarifications, too, you know, regarding, you know, the speed shift is what they're doing to slow people down. They're offering these overtime-type shifts for San Juan County deputies to focus just on speeding. And they clarified, you know, that they can't require a quota of, okay, during the speed shift, you have to write 10 tickets, you know, which
yeah.
I think there was a miscommunication maybe among the public and amongst the deputies even. So anyways, that was what was clarified at the meeting, was they can't require any quota. You know, they just want them to focus on, you know, contacting anyone that is speeding. And so that may result in a ticket, may result in the warning, but they definitely want to slow people down.
Yep. Anyway, so that's a good story. Monticello High School Drama Department had a great weekend at the state drama tournament a few weeks ago, and Sally Jack, our new feature story writer, does a great job. She has a nice story about that. We have photos of the prom royalties at Monticello High School and San Juan High School. Lots of sports, 7 sports stories. I mean, we're just inundated. Soccer, baseball, softball, track, tennis, and golf. I guess the soccer season's over. San Juan soccer team got defeated in the first round of the tournament last week. But anyway, lots and lots of high school sports, with the San Juan High School baseball team gracing our back page. Obituaries in the paper for Gene Robinson, Garda Nielsen, Edson Barton, and Linda Long. I certainly can learn a lot about people from reading an obituary. Got a story about the Topaz internment camp in Utah's West Desert in Notes from Westwater by Mary Palmer. And Mary Kochnauer, in her Food Adventures of a Comfort Cook, has frozen chocolate-covered yogurt treats. I had to read that story twice while editing, just because it
captured your attention so
fully.
It
captured my attention so fully. I ran out of words. I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening here coming on up. Of course, the Arch Canyon Rally will be Saturday at 11 a.m. here in Monticello. You can stage at the county fairgrounds. And the rally will be held at the BLM headquarters here in Monticello on North Main. And then after the rally at 11 o'clock, you go back down to the fairgrounds and members of Spear will feed you lunch. So that's Saturday. Also, the Grayson girls will perform at the first night of Friday Night at the Fort at Bluff Fort on Friday night at 7 p.m. Archaeology Day at Edge of the Cedars on Saturday. That's Edge of the Cedars State Park and Museum. It's also the opening day for the annual Cagalia Fine Arts Art Show that'll run through the month at Edge of the Cedars. Blood Drive next Wednesday in Monticello. Grand opening of Elk Ridge Wellness in Monticello on May 10th. Barbecue at the Monticello Airport on May 15th. Free dumping for Monticello residents in the month of May at the landfill. So a lot going on in the paper. You can pick it up on newsstands. You get a subscription. You can get an online subscription. Go to sjrnews.com, and you can check social media.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Yeah, latest edition out now. Folks, you can get it throughout the area. And like you say, 20 pages, so 75 cents. You get 4 extra pages. It's a bargain. You got to get it this week.
Yeah, after the convention, of course, we had to put Phil Lyman on the front page, and his campaign has a really cool photo that's very San Juan Record-esque. He's standing there in Comb Wash with that beautiful vista back behind him. And anyway, mm-hmm. That's our cover photo. So we cover the news of Phil Lyman winning the convention, and also have a nice, beautiful San Juan County photo in the same in one fell swoop.
Yeah, love those 2-for-1s. Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. We've got other news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Grand County Search and Rescue reporting on April this year. They say it's one of their busiest months, and they had a couple of different exercises. They had a search-focused course. They also had week-long courses, you know, about how to successfully rescue folks. April, they had 18 incidents in 24 days, bringing the total to 27 calls so far this year. Rescuers responded to this year's first Mill Creek waterfall call. They say first, it's not going to be the only. Their first Colorado River call, 2 Porcupine Rim calls, 3 searches, a few lost or injured hikers and climbers, and several off-highway vehicle accidents. So Grand County Search and Rescue staying incredibly busy. Luckily, no major events yet. But again, encourage folks to be careful out there and to travel safely, be prepared, and be grateful that there's search and rescue. You know, not just, I mean, Grand County is probably the busiest, but, you know, throughout the area, San Juan County, Dolores County, Montezuma County, they're all busy in this, this big country we live in. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, and there are a couple of services today. Begin at 10 a.m. at the Blandy North Chapel will be funeral services for Darlene Faye Morris. Again, that's at 10 a.m. this morning in Blanding. She, age 56 of Blanding, passed away recently. Funeral services for Nellie Elsie Bradshaw of Cortez are today at 10 a.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Chapel on M Road in Cortez. Funeral services for Garda Nielsen, age 92 of Blanding, are Friday at noon at the Blanding South LDS Chapel. Visitation from 10 to 11:30. Funeral services for Jean Summers Robinson of Monticello begin at noon on Saturday at the Monticello North LDS Chapel. Viewing begins at 9:30. A celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez. And a celebration of the life of Michael Ross Leach, age 74 of Cortez, will be held at noon on May 18th at the Lewis Areola Community Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off, and they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Are you craving a taste of tradition without breaking the bank? Look no further than Kuchu's Restaurant at the Ute Mountain Casino, where indigenous-inspired flavors meet unbeatable value. Sink your teeth into a mouth-watering sweet Indian fried bread bite for just $4. Blue mush and fry bread is $5. Grilled pork chop sandwich for only $13 and more. Indigenous menu is served Wednesday through Friday from noon to 5 p.m. Head over to Kuchu's Restaurant today, the Ute Mountain Casino, located right off of U.S. Highway 160.
Don't miss the rally for Arch Canyon this Saturday at the Bureau of Land Management office on North Main in Monticello. The draft management plan for Bears Ears National Monument recommends the closure of the beautiful canyon to motorized traffic. Make your voice heard by joining the rally. ATV staging begins at 10 a.m. at the San Juan County Fairgrounds with a ride to the BLM office for the rally at 11. Afterwards, members of SPEAR, San Juan Public Entry and Access Rights, will serve lunch at the fairgrounds. Don't miss the rally or your chance to make public comment on the proposed management plan. See you there.
Congratulations to all the high school graduates in the Red Rock 92 listening area, especially the Grand County Red Devils. The crew at the Lisbon Valley Mine is very proud of you and honored to celebrate this amazing accomplishment with you. It's been a tough road with lots of ups and downs, but you've pushed on and came through. Congratulations on making it to the next chapter in your lives. Now go out there and take the world by storm. From the crew at the Lisbon Valley Mine.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is 9:29 a.m. on this Wednesday, May 1st.
And the song you just heard, Like a Prayer by Madonna, was the number one song 35 years ago today. It was her seventh number one single in the U.S. The music video, and of course, back in those days, the video was really driving a lot of it. The video portrays Madonna as a witness to the murder of a girl by white supremacists. The Vatican condemned the video. Religious groups protested it. Boycotted products by Pepsi, who used the song in a commercial. Pepsi canceled the sponsorship contract with Madonna, but allowed her to retain the fee. Anyway, 35 years ago today, Madonna was very successful in triggering a lot of response by people for a lot of different things.
Yeah, wow. Well,
the number one song. On this day in history, May 1st, 1931, the Empire State Building opened in New York City. It was the tallest building in the world for many, many years. On this day in 1940, Orson Welles' Citizen Kane premiered. And a lot of people, considered by many, including some sophisticated film critics, to be the greatest movie ever filmed. Until Joe versus the Volcano. We have a three-way tie in our studio. Joe versus the Volcano, Princess Bride, or Groundhog Day have at least, you know, in this narrow, sophisticated film critic office has replaced Citizen Kane as the greatest movies ever filmed.
Wow.
And we didn't get your input into that. You'd be thinking of it. You can add
I'll get you at the end of the segment.
Okay.
I'll get you.
David's going to do some high-tech research here until I'm done. On this day in 1960, Francis Gary Powers was shot down over the Soviet Union in a U-2 spy plane, triggered an international incident as the U.S. had to admit that, we were doing high-altitude spy missions over the Soviet Union. 1 year later, 1961, on a flight to Miami, a man hijacked the plane and had it flown to Cuba. That was the first airline hijacking. 1961. And on this day in 1999, the body of George Mallory was found on the slopes of Mount Everest. He fell while attempting to climb the summit 75 years earlier, and they found his body eventually 75 years later in 1999. Of course, today it's May 1st. It's May Day. May Day has always confused me. I've never really understood it. It's to celebrate the renewal of spring. It was a big day back in the day. In fact, I was looking at some historic photos of San Juan County, and quite a few historic photos are of kids going around a maypole on May Day. But again, it's never connected with me. I haven't quite figured it out. May Day became a Workers' Day. International Workers' Day was declared in 1886, and it's a big day of celebrations for labor unions. In the Soviet Union, in the old days of the Soviet Union, the May Day parade in the big square there in Moscow was always broadcast on the news because they had all this military equipment. So May Day means a lot in some circles. And why do they use May Day on the radio? May Day is a call of distress. Is it because it rhymes or anyway?
I don't know.
I'm confused by May Day. Maybe someone can help me out. May Day has been replaced by something I do understand. Today is International Doodle Dog Day. If you go back not many years, no one knew what doodles were. In the 1980s, They started this. They bred dogs with poodles to create a hypoallergenic breed that, you know, the hair is a little bit more manageable. They've exploded. They're the most popular type of breed of dog today, and dog breeders would scoff because they're not a long-established breed. First, Labradoodle in 1989. Golden Doodles were in the 1990s. Now there are more than 40 different doodles, including the Bernedoodles owned by the Boyle family. They're great dogs. They're never going to win any thinking contests, but boy, they're fun and loyal. Birthdays today, we don't have a whole lot. Country singer Tim McGraw is 47 years old today. And John Mellion, the guy who played Walter Riley in Crocodile Dundee movies. He was Crocodile Dundee's older, confused, sophisticated city guy who didn't quite understand. Anyway, Walter Riley in Crocodile Dundee. He was born on May 1, 1934. He died in 1989. Do you know Crocodile Dundee?
I've seen the pictures and know of him, yeah. Hey, I'm going to butt in too while you're doing these birthdays.
This is the greatest movies?
No, it's May Day. So it was developed in 1920s, and much of the air traffic at the time was between Croton and airport in Paris. And so it's the phonetic equivalent of the French Médaise, help me. Or Medier, a short version of come and help me. So that's where May Day comes from.
They're not saying May Day, they're saying some French thing garbled over the radio.
Yeah. So, I think they think the term still was May Day for, you know, the English pilots. It was just, you know, okay, we're going to say that and the French will know what we mean. So it's unrelated to the
holiday. That's Exhibit
A,
why I continue to be confused by the hubbub around May Day. Whether it's the saying over the radio or the celebration of dancing around a pole with strings and trying to weave something. Yeah. I don't know. But enjoy the day. It's a celebration of spring and certainly worth celebrating today. Well, thank you, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, back to our local birthdays today. Kyle Ross Carhart, Melissa Slade, Blake Curtis, Jackson Kies, Mike Ald, and Autumn Brown, all celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. And when you call or email, if you want to get our attention, start the message with Mayday. Mayday.
Yeah.
Give it in a French accent, too, and then we'll really understand.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, I've got the best movie. So Citizen Kane was the greatest movie or, you know, filmed or whatever. That title only lasted 5 years, though, because It's a Wonderful Life was released in 1946, 5 years after. So, I guess Citizen Kane, you know, can hold the belt for 5 years.
That's a good one. It's a Wonderful Life, and this is coming from someone who named their son George.
Yeah. That's my personal opinion.
Part after George Bailey.
Yeah. Well, and then there was Spy Kids that came out in 2001 too. So,
I can tell you, David Boyle's vote for the best movie ever made in the late 1990s was Indian in the Cupboard.
Yeah, I like Space Jam too.
Oh, Space Jam.
Yep. Shrek was also in 2001. That was a good movie year. So, there's a bunch.
All right, but it's tough to beat Princess Bride is what I'm gonna close with. But you get the last word, so if you want.
Citizen Kane. It's Rosebud.
It was just incredible filming angles. I don't know. Yeah, he really revolutionized the film.
No, it really. And it's one of those things, you know, where like you look back and you know, I think of a more recent example. You remember Into the Spider-Verse, the Spider-Man animated movie. It came out and its animation was so groundbreaking, but kind of they make movies like that now, and so if you watch it maybe isn't as exciting. And Citizen Kane was like that at the time, and then it was also about covertly about one of the most famous, you know, people at the time. It's like if people were able to get a movie about, you know, dramatized movie about Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg, you know. So it was like you say, groundbreaking.
That's
at the
Pulitzer.
Time. Yeah, I believe it's Pulitzer. Yep.
No.
It's based on William Randolph Hearst. And Joseph Pulitzer. I think it's a little bit of mixture of both, but you know, it's pulling the curtain back on some of these, you know, incredibly wealthy tycoons and exposing some of their laundry as well. So
we will give a similar analysis of Joe versus the volcano tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tune in to the morning show.
Yeah, we've got 20 minutes on Joe versus the volcano tomorrow. So if you need to, if you're going to miss a morning show.
That was Jill Pearson's off-the-cuff entry into the pantheon of movies, is Joe versus the volcano. And I'm not going to argue with her.
It's got a pretty incredible ending. Well, I won't spoil it, but someone wins in Joe versus the volcano.
Yeah,
I won't say who.
And there could only be two people who would possibly win.
Yeah,
Joe or the volcano.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Meg Ryan. I'll tip you off too. I think Joe is Tom Hanks. So that may.
And Meg Ryan is the love interest and the volcano is an inanimate object. So you tell me.
We don't know. You're going to have to watch it. Watch it. Check it out. We won't spoil it. Well, good deal. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. And as part of the morning show, we got the on-air job fair. It's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back to close out the show with the sports reports. Once again, you're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Energy Fuels is seeking several positions at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding, including mill operators, maintenance and millwrights, a lab technician, a radiation technician, a diesel and light vehicle mechanic, a warehouse assistant, and an office manager. Salary is high and generous benefits include paid leave, health care, dental vision, life insurance, long-term disability, and 401k with immediate vesting with company match. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers at energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Looking for your next career move? The Synergy Company is hiring, a local organic whole food supplement manufacturer based in Moab. Our jobs offer competitive pay, year-round stability, fantastic benefits, on-site childcare, and diverse career paths. We also offer a $1,500 sign-on bonus for select positions. Visit thesynergycompany.com to explore openings and apply today. As a certified B Corp, we're committed to using business for good, fostering an employee-focused culture, and creating purposeful work. Elevate your career with us at The Synergy Company. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including equipment operators, diesel mechanics, and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. And for more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a food services associate and a business office specialist registration clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Comfort Suites of Moab is currently seeking housekeepers, a qualified and dedicated front desk agent, and an experienced maintenance person. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with a knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an economic development director, an economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are 2 part-time senior center aid positions, one in Blanding and the other in Monticello. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies, and the openings include an assistant principal at Grand County High, a special education paraprofessional, a preschool paraprofessional, bus drivers, Dene Language Family Club instructor, a 4th grade teacher, a 7th grade math teacher, an elementary kitchen server, and academic support and credit recovery teaching assistant. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and make a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant's Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird Food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden Tools. Plus, discounts on Eco Lawn Equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, 9:49 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Joining us now in studio is sports editor for the San Juan Record. What's your title at the radio?
I call myself sports director.
Sports director.
But you guys don't listen to me, so I don't know.
You know what? Rhett Sifford, I think he may be the sports director the way he keeps directing the teams he's broadcasting to championship games.
I think he's pulling strings behind closed doors. I can take some credit, that's for sure. It's an era, that's for sure. We got a dynasty going in some areas, and some not so much.
Others were broadcasting, and it's fun.
We're like, we make up our own titles here. We're like, what do we call you here? Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's a small station when it's kind of like that.
Where we can do that.
Yeah,
we can.
Well, and like Rhett has the title of sports director, but he's also. You got to manage all the commercials, you know.
We all have 16 titles, I think.
You get your nice title, but it doesn't mean you're not stuffing inserts in the newspaper. Our
salutations on our emails are like 17 lines long.
So don't expect a short email from us.
That's right. We are trying to use up some time today. The activities, Utah High School Activities Association does it to us every season. They in every sport, they're gonna reveal the all the state tournament brackets for the softball and baseball teams at 10 o'clock, right after we go off the air for the morning show. So they do that to us every time. So we're just gonna sit here in silence and wait for 10, and you'll hear some mouse clicking and some papers rustling. But
yeah, we're gonna get some work
done, then we'll come back on the air with. No, we're not gonna do that to you. But yeah, that is a thing. You know, baseball and softball teams closing out their regular seasons yesterday officially. Some got done earlier, but. And district tournaments are beginning for baseball and softball in Cortez as well this weekend. So state postseason's going on right now. And the big one today is Grand County. Number 3 Grand County boys soccer is hosting number 14 American Leadership Academy in the second round of the 2A boys state soccer tournament. And so Grand County's got a good chance. You know, obviously it would take ALA a big upset to beat Grand. Grand up to number 3 in that tournament. The winner's going to advance to take on either number 6 Mazer Prep or number 11 Millard on Saturday. And if it's Grand County, they'll stay at home. So they'll keep home field advantage with that nice ranking. And then the remainder of the tournament will be played next week on the road, and I'll check that. But, yeah, good luck to Grand County today, trying to advance to the state quarterfinals in boys soccer. So that's pretty cool. Again, the baseball and softball teams closing out regular seasons. Yesterday, we had a no-hitter and a one-hitter for Grand Softball. They swept Wayne County 16-0 and 18-0. And in that 16-0 win, Hope Shumway pitched a no-hitter. It wasn't a perfect game. She did walk 3 batters, but no-hitter for Hope Shumway for Grand County Softball. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's at least 2 no-hitters, I think, that we've called this year. And then we've had a bunch of one-hitters as well. Parker Snyder for San Juan Baseball got a one-hitter yesterday in a 10-0 win over North Sevier. And then they won the other game 18-8. So all these are regional doubleheaders closing out these regular seasons. So that's why 2 games for everybody yesterday. For Monticello softball and baseball, it wasn't as fortunate. They both got swept in their doubleheaders for baseball. Monticello losing to North Summit 13-4. In game 2, they almost beat them, but lost 6-5. And for the softball team, they got swept by Gunnison Valley 16-1 and 17-0. So, again, those teams are waiting the reveal of the final state standings in the 2A ranks, and that, of course, will be the 2A state seedings as well. We know that Monticello softball is going to play a play-in game on the road somewhere. We know that San Juan softball has avoided the play-in game. They'll go right to the first round and will play on the road. And again, until they reveal this, we don't know exactly where they're going to be. Because Grand County Baseball beat San Juan last week, just by virtue of that, I think we're going to find that Grand County is going to host a first-round pod of four teams this weekend. And so there's a good chance that San Juan and possibly, well, I don't think Monticello, but it's possible, but I think that San Juan may go to Moab to play in their first round baseball. I think Grand County is going to be hosting that, and San Juan very well could be in attendance among those four teams over there this weekend. Again, none of this official, just me surmising what might happen. We do know that Monticello baseball is going to be on the road somewhere for the first round in the state tournament. We had some track yesterday as well. Dolores, Dove Creek, Mancos, and Nucla were all at the San Juan Basin League Championship in Ignacio. And Mancos girls winning that with 145 points. So congratulations to the Mancos girls. In the girls competition, Nucla, let's see, Dolores was fourth, Nucla was fifth, Dove Creek was sixth in the girls' side. On the boys' side, Ignacio won, but Dove Creek was second with 78 points, excuse me. Mancos was fourth, Dolores fifth, and Nucla sixth. So that was the San Juan Basin League Championship yesterday, track and field in Ignacio. Trying to see if I've missed something here. I think today, besides the state tournament game for Grand County Boys Soccer, it is Grand and San Juan Girls Golf at North Summit. So they'll be playing the Round Valley Golf Course today. So, again, season's winding down. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of state tournament action this weekend among the Utah baseball and softball teams, so that's a lot of fun. District baseball tournaments going on this weekend over in Colorado, too. So I'll get all that detailed on the sports report and keep everybody updated on that. I think that's all I've got.
All right. Well, very good.
You can let me know if I missed something.
No, I think we got it. Again, we're trying to burn a little bit of time to get to 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes now, I think.
Yeah. So I got something. This is way out of there. I just happened to cross it on Twitter. Oh, yeah. We got to get your best movie entry.
Oh, the boss came in. My best movie entry, of course, this is all tongue-in-cheek, but Ishtar was my entry into the foray there.
The best movie since Citizen Kane.
There's Ishtar. A lot of people. That probably brings back memories for some listeners out there. I don't know. I have not seen that movie, but I oddly did have a connection, a very loose connection, but we were living in Enterprise, Alabama at the time, and there was a man in our neighborhood who was involved in the production of that film.
Wow.
Which I think may have been to his disgrace.
To his shame.
It's pretty funny. I was telling the people here in the office, I remember an old Far Side comic. If you've never read Far Side, you should. It's very rewarding. Larson had a weird, strange view of life, and his comics are hilarious, but Gary Larson. But yeah, so there was at one point, one of his comics was a movie rental place in hell. He did a lot of drawings about hell, and all the movies on the shelf, of course, were Ishtar. So so yeah, that's kind of my only memory of Ishtar right there. But yeah,
well, very good.
My entry into the movie foray here today.
Very good. Again, I've got some, this news is going to interest some folks, and I'm going to nerd out a little bit, others probably not so much, but so NCAA wrestling, college wrestling, there's a champion from last year, national champion for 141 pounds, kind of unexpected, but Andrew Alirez, he's from Greeley, Colorado, and he won a national title for University of Northern Colorado. So definitely a connection here to the Four Corners area. Anyways, he just entered the transfer portal, the NIL era in effect. So he may be moving to a bigger school. So anyways, that's our tangentially related sports report that I'm just going to throw in there because I saw it on my timeline.
There you go.
But I think we got enough time. I'll get into the regional sports report now.
Yeah, we do have regional
now.
Stuff.
Yeah, so taking a look at that, of course, NBA action. The Denver Nuggets are on to the second round. Game one between Denver and Minnesota is going to be Saturday. This weekend. So that's round two in the NBA. NHL action. And Colorado Avs, they're also going to be on to the second round. They got a win 6-3 yesterday over Winnipeg to complete that series. They won the series 4-1. So the Avalanche are on to round two of the NHL playoffs. And don't know exactly when they'll play yet, but they'll be playing this next week. Finally, let's look at some Major League Baseball. The Arizona Diamondbacks getting a 4-3 win over the LA Dodgers yesterday. They're hosting the Dodgers again tonight. 7:40 p.m. is that opening pitch for the Diamondbacks, last year's World Series runner-ups. And the Colorado Rockies, they are 7-22 on the year. They lost yesterday in Miami to the Marlins 7-6, and they'll take on the Marlins once again. 4:40 p.m. is that opening pitch today in Miami. That does it for the regional sports report, and we're just holding on just half a minute.
We've almost done it. I'm trying to load it. It's not load. The RPI standings page is not loading up, so they must be doing something.
I'd go to the national news.
Bill's got some new. Well, I've got a request from a listener. We're talking wrestling, and so someone is happy to hear that. So with that, I'm gonna geek out some more. Talk about those rule changes that were applied. Bill's shaking his head.
Yeah.
Rule changes that were applied to the college level last year, implementing an increase in takedowns from 2 points to 3 points. Anyways, that's going to be implemented at the high school level starting this next year. Also, near fall points, that's back exposure, having your opponent on your back. You're going to get more points for more time on your back. So if you're a high school wrestling fan, you're going to have to learn a new rule set. If you're a high school wrestling coach, you're going to have to teach those kids up. All right.
We've done it. The RPIs have been released. 2A baseball. Let's see. So want to give a shout out to Rob Cuff for being prompt today at the Utah High School Activities Association. They said 10, and it is out at 10. Grand County does finish in third place in the 2A baseball standings. San Juan in fifth, and Monticello down in 12th. So let's take a look and see if they've got the bracket filled out here. And we'll see if we can find out where and who is going to be happening here in the state baseball tournament.
Monticello will play 12th and 5th in the first round.
That's right. So we're just looking for location right now. It's not loading up, so they must be working on that right now. Let me see if we can get some softball here. I'm guessing that they've hopefully released that to a softball in Utah. It looks like the pages are all locking up right now, so everyone's
trying
to
get
on, and they're probably trying to
all these morning show listeners pulled their car over. And
yeah, that's right.
Please give us a second, Rhett. Rhett will let you know.
That's right. Let me be the guy on here, and then we can do it. Okay, yeah. The 2A final is out for softball as well. San Juan is the top team in our local area in 7th. Grand County right behind in 8th. And, boy, of course, when you get to the RPI, you're talking about minuscule decimal points that separate these teams. So San Juan 7th, Grand County 8th, and Monticello is 19th. That's pretty much right where they were all season long. So, again, let me see if I can pull up these tournaments. I think the page is loaded now. So for baseball, the 2A baseball state tournament, they haven't populated that list. They haven't populated the brackets yet, but I can see. Let's see. We had, the Grand County will be hosting a pod, as I suspected, but both San Juan and Monticello are going to be playing at the number 4 seed. Do you have the RPI pulled up?
Let
me pull it back up and I've got all these tabs open here. I'll tell you where they're going to be here in just a minute. It takes just a couple of clicks here.
We're pulling it up, but yeah, we're We're getting close here.
All right, so they're going to be playing at Beaver. So
all right.
Monticello and Sam Wine are going to be playing at Beaver this weekend. Grand County will be at home hosting a group of four teams in their first round matchups. Softball-wise, let's see, we had Sam Wine 7 and Grand County 8. So let me pull up their tournament. Sorry for the delay. I don't know if you can talk, if you can geek out more about wrestling. That works out really well.
now Rhett wants to know about wrestling.
Oh, I want to. Dad. All the time. It's so funny. So we talk about titles here, and your dad is Bill is the boss.
Yeah.
But he comes in and wants it one way, but you tell him it's going to be another. So that's kind of the way it goes here.
it was just about 30 seconds away, and we had a special request, and I'm always happy to geek out about wrestling.
We can preempt
we'll let folks know in coming days, you know, where these games are.
Yeah, obviously.
But
it's slow to load up here, yeah, so we'll get to it on the sports report.
Well, that's going to do it for the morning show. We'll send you to a rendition of America the Beautiful, sponsored by Flooring America. Thanks for listening.